Adventure and Pumpkin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
Girl in your head, taking space in your bed. And maybe it's reserved for things that don't hurt, like where to travel to next, or just stay in bed. Remember, always use your words, and try not to be insecure. And that maybe is a word when you're not sure, no.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest from one of my favorite cities in the world where I'm born. So let's welcome to the show Sydney Lauren. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How is it up there in New York right now?
Luckily, today is not too hot. It's been absolutely brutal. But it's still been fun. The city's coming back, which is so nice. So I can't complain.
Yeah, there you go. I'm happy to hear that because it kind of blows my mind, New York City being a ghost town. So I'm glad it's coming back.
Yeah, it's definitely not a ghost town anymore.
Nice. That's the way New York should be. So
yeah. You
have a new single out. And it's pretty funny because when I'm thinking when I got the promo to set up the interview, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do this interview. No, not really. I'm just kidding. But so all our listeners know, that's the name of the song, Maybe. And it's a pretty badass song. So tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you. So Maybe it's basically about being secure in your relationship. And it's from the perspective of the person saying, hey, you know, this can't just be a maybe. You can't just say, hey, maybe I want this. Hey, maybe I want that. It needs to be stronger. And I actually started writing this song, I want to say in my sleep, but not, you know, I was trying to fall asleep at night and there were just things going through my head. And I found a piece of paper and I wrote down a few sentences, which was the first verse. And then I kind of just forgot about it for a while. And a few weeks later, I was feeling inspired. I picked up the guitar. And it just started to come together. I picked up those lyrics, and the chorus was at first that those first few lines, they were just kind of like word vomit. But I think it really is so symbolic of the song because it can't, you know, like you have to be secure in your relationship. Maybe it's just a word. So that's what the song's about.
So there's two things that I love there. First thing I want to say about it is that I have a published book, and I did almost the same thing as you. I wrote like half the book in one night, and then and then didn't finish it till 6 months later. You know, because it was like I just kept going, and then I stopped, and then whatever, life happened, creativity happened, whatever it was, and then I didn't pick it back up till 6 months later. But then it flowed once again, and I think sometimes as an artist, you need to do that. You know, you have the creative juices flowing, but then you have to know when to take a break and come back fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes our little notes that we write when we're trying to fall asleep or in passing, sometimes they just need to come out.
Yeah.
And it's always exciting when you can actually use those little, you know, verses or notes or poems, whatever it is.
You know, I do that all the time, too. Like, whether it's right before I go to bed or in the middle of the night or right before I wake up, these thoughts come into my mind and it's like, I better write this down because I probably won't remember in a couple hours.
Right. Exactly.
So it is pretty cool because you're talking about a story that happens to just almost everybody. And I even have this rule nowadays for myself. Like if I am with somebody, if there's any question in my mind, or if I look at somebody else and I'm thinking, ooh, maybe I want to be with them, then I'm with the wrong person. Because, yeah, I think with the right person, there's never a maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there is a maybe, I think it's bad news bears.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because that maybe, even if that maybe goes away, it comes back at some point in time.
Yeah, you should still really, you know, excited to be in that relationship. And obviously people have, we have little thoughts that come into our mind, but with something as big as that, it shouldn't be something that you're like contemplating.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, stuff like that, you have to be absolutely sure. And even with, you know, I talk about a lot that when you meet somebody, like we all have this idea in our mind of what we want. And then we meet somebody and whether emotions take over or what, you know, you have these, they don't meet some of those things. And you're like, eh, I can live without that. Eh, I can compromise on that. But at the end of the day, if you look at breakups, if you look at divorce, usually the reason for that breakup or divorce is those things you were saying add to.
Right, exactly.
So you were also featured on Temptation Island, The Biggest Loser, and USA Network, meaning your music, obviously. And so what was that like? What was it like when you were even found out about that, like right from the get-go?
It was really exciting. I had, you know, I work with a company who the songs that they work with of mine, they're older songs. They're not songs that I typically think about that often. And so I just was out to dinner with my mom one night and I got a missed call and the voicemail, you know, told me that my song had been placed and it was going to air tonight. And I was like, okay, we have to go. Like, we have to go right now. It was so, so exciting, and just to be able to be on multiple episodes and get placed in, you know, a second show was definitely probably the coolest moment that happened to me in terms of my music.
Nice. See, now I just came up with an idea. They should use your newest song, maybe, in, like, the final episode of a season of, like, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and when they're going to get their, you know, rose or whatever it is, you know, it's like, then they should play Maybe.
I would love that. I think that's perfect.
Right?
Got to find someone to, yeah.
There you go. So you might want to get your publicist to get on that, like promote that. Maybe is the theme song of the final choice in The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I'm on it.
There you go.
I'm on it.
So, tell us what you got going on after this.
So I'm going to be releasing an EP, which I'm really excited about. It'll feature Maybe. It'll also feature my last single called Single Club. And I'm excited to release a body of work, you know, tell the full story. And yeah, that's what's coming up next.
Cool. And that is the thing about you as a songwriter is you like to tell stories, and that's all I think songs should be. Like if they're like stories, especially real stories, I think it captures the hearts of people opposed to, you know, something that people can't relate to.
Yeah, I think that's what my music is all about, and I think that's what makes my music me is that they're all stories. They all have specific details of things that I went through and street signs and, you know, bar names, whatever it might be. That's my favorite part of writing these songs.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the way it should be, because music's also the best therapy, whether you're listening or you're writing it. It is the best therapy.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, sometimes a song might say the words that someone else was feeling but didn't know how to form themselves, which is one of my favorite parts about songwriting.
Oh, no doubt. And then people, they do put their own meaning to it when it's real, when it's not just, hey, I'm just going to write a bunch of words. But when you write from your heart like you do, people put their own meaning to it and can relate to it, and it helps them. And, like, I think, I don't know about you, but I think there's no better reward for an artist than helping another human being through your song.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, definitely.
So why don't you tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media, on the web, how they can check out all your music, and especially the newest single, Maybe.
Yeah, so my website is sydneylauren.com, and pretty much all my social media handles are sydneylaurenf. And you can find Maybe basically anywhere that you can listen to music. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere, Tidal. And you can check out my past releases, my past EP. And then if you follow along, you'll be able to get notifications for the new EP and everything else that I have coming up.
Nice. Well, it is a badass song. I think everybody should check it out for sure. And you're a great artist. Any final words
you
want to leave? Oh, you're welcome. Any final words you want to leave our listeners with?
Just stream maybe.
There it is.
Stream and listen. Yeah.
And don't say maybe. Say yes to streaming maybe.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the great music.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.